Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we've had a lot of emails about a particular estate agent. I'm not going to name any names because that would be unprofessional.
I might get you in trouble.
Yeah. Now, some correspondence I've been having from a lot of people, but particularly from Graham, a guy called Graham, who called them, this estate agent. They never called him back. They keep him on hold for ages when he calls them. They're just generally rude and arrogant to him all the time. And they work in quite an exclusive part of London. I think they think that they're a bit too good for Graham. You couldn't possibly afford anything in this area. And this has really got Graham's back up. Like I said, no names of the estate agent. But we're just trying to get on their nerves for a change in the same way that they've got on Graham's a lot. Now, this call, annoying estate agent, is not me. Well, it is me, but it's me being number one pop sensation Mika. So how long can I keep the estate agent on the phone in this so-called posh London estate agency thinking he is talking to the number one artist in the UK right now, Mika?
Hi, I wonder if you can help me. My name's Judith and I work for Amazing Management.
Okay.
I've got an artist on my books who's looking to buy a property at the moment.
Right, okay. Which property was...
Sorry,
which property was it you're interested in?
Well, there's one on Street. Do you know how much that one is, please?
Yeah, hang on a sec. Yeah, that's 1.2, then.
1.2 million?
Okay,
cool, that sounds fine. Now, is it all right if I put you through to speak to the artist?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
Cool. His name's Mika, you might have heard of him before.
It's who, sorry?
Mika.
He's
at number one at the moment.
Okie doke.
Okay, if you just hold the line, then I'll put you through.
Okay, wonderful, yeah, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
So he's on hold and now dreaming of big commission from a top pop star. Getting quite excited about it as well, isn't he?
Okay, wonderful, yes.
Wonderful. How long can I keep him on the line pretending to be Mika, do you think? How long? How long can I waste his time for?
I'm only going 10 seconds.
10 seconds, okay. You're saying 10 seconds?
Yeah.
You have no faith in me. Right, here comes Mika now. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Could you hang on a moment, dear? I'm in rehearsal. Right. Hello, how are you, my dear?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
I'm just in rehearsal at the moment. I'm a singer.
Right, okay.
What's your name?
It's just Tony.
Is that short for Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Can I call you Anthony?
You can call me Anthony.
Anthony, why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me, Anthony? Now, Anthony, I need to buy a house.
Yes, I hear. Your agent's just been on the phone to me.
I've got a lot of money to spend.
Okay.
Did you buy my single?
I haven't yet, unfortunately.
Do you know it?
I've got to be honest, I haven't heard it yet.
I tried to be like Grace Kelly, but our looks were too sad. So I tried a little funny. Do you know it?
Hello?
Do you know that one?
I don't know that one, no.
I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, I could be happy, happy. Right. No, that was rubbish. We hardly wasted any of his time at all there. So,
I'm like, you actually sound a bit like Julian Clary when you're talking.
Thanks, let's call him back.
Hello.
Anthony.
Hello.
Hi, it's Mika, we got cut off.
Yes, we did.
Bad
yeah.
Boy, Anthony. I've got a lot of money to spend. I don't want to be messed around, all right?
Mika.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mika.
Mika. Sorry, yeah. Mika.
Guess what this song is? I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now.
No idea.
Anthony?
I've got no idea what song that was.
Anthony?
Yes.
I'm spending a lot of money.
Well, you're not.
Think about your commission,
you're
Anthony. Try to be like Grace Kelly, but our looks were too sad. So I tried a little pretty. Why? I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be woo. Now, guess what that song is, or I take my custom elsewhere, Anthony. Oh, I feel a bit better.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You okay, Annabelle?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Now, we spoke to you on Monday, didn't we?
Yeah, you did.
And we heard about your hen weekend in Nottingham.
Yeah.
Down Reflex.
Yeah.
Where you met a bloke that you really liked, didn't you?
Yeah.
Describe him for us.
He's got dark brown hair. He was quite tall. Quite dishy.
With a snake round his neck.
Yeah, with a snake, definitely. And
he,
a hat.
He was dressed as an Australian.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you fancied him.
Yeah. He was quite good looking.
He was on a stag weekend, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Can't remember what he's called, but you can remember what he looked like.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And you snogged him?
Yes.
Got on brilliantly?
Yeah.
Don't know whether his name's Mark or Matthew.
No.
Can't really remember. But you did like him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Right, well, we've had some news, Annabelle.
Yes.
There has been a sighting of him.
Yeah.
All right?
A real one.
Real one, yeah. Definitely a real one, yeah.
Yeah.
Julia?
Hello.
Right, so this guy, you know him, don't you, Julia?
I do know him, yes.
Tell us who he is.
My boyfriend.
Oops. Okay. Is he your boyfriend anymore?
No.
Right.
Not quite, no.
Okay. So how did you find out about this? Tell me the story.
He came round to my house last night and looked a little pale and looked a little bit distracted. And basically, he had said he had something to tell me. And he said it goes back to a stag weekend he had in Nottingham and a girl that he'd had a meaningless snog with. And basically, she'd run up the Scott Mills show and wanted to find him.
It's just the detail about the snake around the neck, etc., isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
it was
no.
Very, very specific, so he knew that it was...
So it's definitely him, yeah?
Absolutely, he's admitted it, yeah.
Right, is his name Matthew or Mark?
Mark.
Mark, right. And he said it was a meaningless snog?
Absolutely.
How do you feel now?
Well, I'm good, obviously. I've been with him a year, and I'm very, very upset, as I would be.
I'm staying out of this one because you've done it again, haven't you?
Oh, but it's not my fault this time.
You do make a habit of splitting people up.
I was just trying to help Annabelle, but I didn't know this would happen. Why did he admit it was him, then?
Why did he admit it was him? He admitted it was him because he'd obviously been quite specific on what the girl had said. And I've obviously got photographs, and I was there when he came back from the stag weekend with the snake around his neck and the hat on his head. You know, it was only a matter of time before someone put two and two together.
And you'd all be going to this wedding together, would you?
Well, that was the plan.
So you'd be going to the wedding of the stag this weekend coming, right?
Yeah.
So everybody at the wedding who had heard this on our show, everybody would know it was him.
Of course, yeah.
And all the stags would know it was him as well.
Absolutely.
And you'd be getting some very strange looks from people, probably.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have looked completely stupid.
That's not good.
No, not really.
How do you feel at this precise moment, Scott?
I feel awful. Mm. I really do. I'm really sorry.
Well, Scott shouldn't feel bad, should he?
Well, I know, but this has all gone spiralling out of control.
And it's best I know, isn't it? It's best I know.
Is there anything is there anything he can do to help?
Who?
Scott.
Oh, Scott. Yeah, he can find me a nice new date for Valentine's Day, because I'm going to be on my own.
Okay, a new boyfriend?
Please, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we can sort something out. I do feel really bad.
You don't need to feel bad.
I'm sorry.
Everyone's innocent, I think, in this whole event, aren't they? Everyone's innocent apart from one person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have anything... I don't have a problem with the other girl, really, because, I mean, she wasn't to know. He's probably not going to volunteer the fact he was in a relationship, is he?
No. OK, thanks, Julia. Annabelle?
Yes, hello.
How do you feel now?
Quite disappointed. But then I certainly do pick them
for some reason
or attract them.
Oh, she doesn't think anything bad about you, Annabelle.
No, but it's quite disappointing, that's all.
He is single now, though. Are you still interested?
Nah, I think he can go out with a snake.
Oh, listen, Annabelle, I'm really sorry to break this news to you, but it's probably best that you know this, you know?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, and anybody else that you bump into when you're out, you know, let me know.
Yeah, we're
and I'll see if I can get a better outcome for you next time.
If you actually know of any nice, decent men that do exist, then, yeah, let me know.
Oh, I've got to find two now. All right.
Better get cracking, haven't you, hey?
Oh, sorry, Annabelle. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, Annabelle.
Love you. Bye.
This is Radio 1. National Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The most awful bit of that call was Annabelle's reaction. Listen to this. Tell us who he is.
My boyfriend.
Oops. Can I just check something with you, which somebody's just pointed out on the text? This whole thing, if I remember rightly, started out as a random act of kindness.
It did, but it didn't go to plan, did it? Someone just texted in. Oh, you sound like a really nice guy. I'll go out with the one without the Brummy accent. That's unbelievable. Hello, Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
Hi, it's Kieran from Whittle.
How can I help, Kieran?
Yeah, just those two girls seem very nice. And, lad is a bit of a clown, really.
Yeah. Well, which one are you interested in?
Well, either or. Not fussy.
Either of them?
Yeah, right. Or both.
Great.
Both,
if
possible.
No.
He's not one of the nice
he's
ones.
He's not, is he?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Somebody suggesting for those two girls, Dick and Dom. Now, they're on Radio 1 as of tomorrow morning, 4 a.m, and they're going to pop in a bit later on to see us, I think, so I'll put it to them.
I just had a thought on the two girls that you had on the phone before.
Julia and Annabelle,
That guy texted in saying maybe Dick and Dom as a suggestion for them. But I just had a thought. I'm pretty sure Dick and Dom are both gay, so I don't think there'd be much use, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd heard, is it?
Not what I've heard, but, you know, I've seen him on TV. And one of my friends from back home, I think he knows Dick's brother. And, I'm pretty sure. But look, you just have to look at them, so...
I don't think that's true. Okay. Thanks for that anyway. I can't confirm or deny that. I have no idea. We can ask them later, maybe. Hello, Radio 1. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Caroline. How are you?
I'm very good, Caroline. Where are you?
I'm in Aberdeen.
Okay, how can I help?
I just wanted to say, really, that I don't get what the big deal is. This poor guy is being shamed on Radio 1, and all he did was snog a girl on a stag day.
Right.
I think that he's admitted it to his girlfriend, so what's the problem?
What, you think a snog is all right, do you?
I think so, yeah. That's what guys do on stag nights, right?
Yeah, but he was going out with somebody for a year.
Yeah, but he's admitted it to her.
Right, so, okay, put yourself in that place, right? If you had a boyfriend that you've been seeing for a year, quite serious about, and he got off with somebody, right?
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
But they didn't go home together.
Right,
it was just a drunken snog in a nightclub. It happened.
I don't agree with you at all.
I tell you what, Caroline, you are going to get so many offers on the text in the next 15 minutes.
Bring it on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how can I help?
Yeah, it's John from Middlesbrough. Good. God, I can't believe what you've done.
In what way?
You've changed the face of stag night across the world.
Why?
Well, it's jeans and T-shirt from now on, isn't it? Fancy dress shops going bust everywhere.
Yeah, don't wear any recognisable fancy dress.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am terribly sorry, because I may have outed you both earlier.
We've been listening.
It wasn't me.
Worry.
It was the caller that was on.
Who was he?
I'm sorry about that.
Well, how dare you? Do you know what? When that was being played out, do you know where I was?
Why?
At Euston train station, picking up my beautiful baby just here.
And I was on the train and my missus...
No, he's not your missus. Look, it's me. Stop saying you've got a missus. Oh, by the way, Scott, and this is what we had in our bag at the time, a jumbo tub of Vaseline and also some Vegilax as well.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now,
Vegilax, it helps it all.
What?
Go.
Hold on a minute. What have you got that in your bag for, mate?
It was actually a present from my missus to your brother. It all gets a bit confusing in our lives, but it'll all be laid bare tomorrow morning on Radio 1.
Also, we were just talking about this. Did you ever, or have we imagined it, did you ever have a feature at any time called Sausage Jockeys?
Yes.
You did?
Well, it wasn't called Sausage Jockey. It was actually called Bangers and Dash.
No, but the trophy was a man-banger trophy, and it was a jockey riding a sausage. So that's why it was call.
Right, okay.
La, la, la.
You didn't make it up. It's all fine.
It's all true. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.